secured now. Why don't you just go ahead and see if you can get out? I mean, I don't think you can. That's it. Try harder. Try harder, I'll have to punish you. No? Too bad. That's okay. We both know you don't really want to get out anyway. Cause then you'd miss the big attraction. Are you ready for it, lover boy? According to the rules, I have to explain everything to you first, just so there's no misunderstandings. But this is a competition. Your mistress bet that she has better control of your orgasms than I do. Better control of your orgasms than my slave, who I've trained. It's ridiculous. She even claimed that her cute little slave girl gives a better blowjob, which is simply not true. As you're about to find out, my slave girl treats fellatio like an art. She loves cock. But you're about to find that out. Your mistress, well, she told you not to come. Just like I told my slave boy not to come. But for the next little while, you're going to have my cute little slave girl sucking your cock and rubbing your balls. Her talented fingers going everywhere and stroking everything. And the whole time, I'll be whispering dirty, dirty things in your ears. And I'm going to make you pop. I'm going to give you a better orgasm than she ever has and win this bet. And the more you fight against it, the better it's going to feel in the end. You can already feel my slave girl's hands on you, can't you? She's very talented. I'm sure that the girl your mistress got to lick my other slave girl's clit, I'm sure she's okay. Sure, she can really make my little slave girl feel good. But we both know she's nothing like the slave girls I've trained. You feel her lips on you, don't you? Everything is more intense when you can't see. So I hope you don't mind the blindfold. Feels good though, doesn't it? She really knows how to work her lips and her tongue. She can deep throat. It looks like she's gonna try and take you all in. Do you want that? Do you want her entire mouth encasing your cock? I know you do. You're such a dirty boy. You really do want that entire cock just swallowed. Swallowed down her throat. Are you sure you're a proper slave boy? Proper slave boy shouldn't be this needy. Shouldn't want a blowjob this badly. Your cock is so hard. kissed with her lips wrapped around you, her fingers touching and tickling your balls. Because we both know your mistress is gonna be so mad at you when you come against her permission. She's gonna be so very mad at you when you bust all over my pretty little slave girl's face. But we both also know that that doesn't matter. You're a dirty boy and you wanna come. It feels good, doesn't it? A little soft puffs of my breath tickling against your ears. Does that make it more intimate for you? Having me so close, my fingertip touching you, trailing along your earlobe. Does it give you shivers in your brain while she's giving shivers to your cock? Look at that little tongue, it's so pink. She's really going on. I think you're her new favorite flavor. I wonder what you taste like. I like to feed my slave girls pineapple. So really, they'll always taste amazing. Can you imagine how good she would taste? If you were in a 69 right now, your head buried between her legs, licking. Just licking. Licking. Like my slave girl is against your cock. They would feel good. She'll taste like pineapple. Like apples and fruit. I bet you would just love to stick your chin in there and just lick it and lap it like a little fucking puppy. We love to see how she tastes. She's really tasting you right now. How's that cock holding up? Are you ready to burst for me yet? My, you're a stubborn one. But don't worry, I have plans for that, too. I'm going to give you a countdown. And countdowns are, well, very fun. Because with every number you go down, you feel intensity increasing in your brain. It's just human nature. It's logical that when you hear or see something coming to an end, your heart rate picks up a little bit and you start to get excited as it gets closer and closer to one. Do you think that might ramp up the intensity for you? I am completely determined to win. And I will. Oh, look at her sucking that cock. 10. 9. Oh, you jumped a little. Did she use her fingers where I told her to? 8. Do you feel the tension building? 7. With every number we go down, the intense sensation of the air seeming to get just a little bit more still. 6. Feeling the pressure building into that moment. 5. Apprehension, because you never know what's going to happen at the end. 4. Your cock is just so ready to burst, isn't it? 3. You're still trying to fight me. That's admirable, but you won't be able to fight me forever. Eventually, you're going to give in.
One and come.
Yeah, it feels good, doesn't it? I can hear her humming now. Oh, I bet those vibrations feel really good against your cock. That's right. Don't worry. This is going to take as long as it needs to. No matter how good you can hold out, I've trained my slaves better. That's it. I see your body shaking a little. How hard is it for you to hold it in? How good does it feel? Your balls just filling with deep throbbing cum. I think it's a good thing you're strapped down. Otherwise, I'm sure you would be trying to push your head away. Because it feels so good and you don't know if you can hold out. But don't worry, her tongue never gets tired. Oh, look at her now. She's taking those perfect little teeth and just scraping them lightly against your shaft. But that feels scintillating. It's so pretty. Her breast just kind of poking out a little bit. Can you feel them brushing up against your thighs? Just that soft, warm, lovely young flesh. The little tickly bit of a nipple rubbing by. She shoves her head up and down on your cock. Oh my. I've had that talented tongue up inside of me, you know. And so I know she's so good with that. I trained her on my own little cunt. Had her licking at my clit for hours. That's why she can go so fast with it and seem to flip all over your cock. That's why it feels so good.